I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Myanmar's junta government has been quietly evicting cyclone survivors from shelters and shutting down refugee camps. Most have nowhere to go. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says their team arrives in Myanmar tomorrow. Aside from the physical help, it's about the hope of Christ.
I've never seen the people just cling to every word. They were desperate for hope. And that's what we want to do, is bring them not just the supplies, that's the secondary thing, but we are trying to get the gospel to these people, because we know there's a lot of people that could die as a result of this catastrophe, but we want to give them the hope that's in Jesus Christ.
Next, with the price of oil at record highs, it's putting the pinch on mission organizations. That's our focus today in part three of our series on the fuel crisis in ministry. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says the first to feel the skyrocketing prices are workers on the field, and there's not much they can do.
As prices go up, typically their support does not go up, and so they're feeling pinched in terms of their budgets and their ability to sustain things. In many cases, this just means they have to curtail travel. In other cases, it digs into other ministry funds.
And Book of Hope International has now distributed 500 million evangelistic books to children around the world. Last Thursday, 10-year-old James received the 500 millionth Book of Hope at his school in Colombia. Most students at the school come from single-parent homes. Their city was the center for drugs and violence before it was touched by the gospel. For only 33 cents, you can send a Book of Hope to a child like James and impact his family and community for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It's Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope that will help you understand how you too can be revived. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.